From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Kenneth C. Crowell II is reporting for the Times Union on the latest details to emerge concerning the late-night brawl over the July 4th weekend at the Kinderhook home of gym owner Alan Rosentratch and County Sheriff's Deputy Kelly Briscoe Rosentratch. Local business owner Harold Handy was allegedly assaulted at a holiday party, suffering injuries that sent him to the intensive care unit at Albany Medical Center Hospital during the early morning hours of July 5th. However, after Briscoe Rosentratch's colleagues in the sheriff's office responded to the scene that night, they told their superiors the man injured in the fight was not severely hurt and that partygoers were too drunk to be interviewed, according to deposition testimony taken by state police. Then, Lieutenant Lewis C. Bray III told the State Police Special Investigations Unit on August 10th that Sergeant Peter Krzyzewskow, commander of the overnight shift, called him at 2 a.m. July 5th to report an assault at Deputy Kelly Rosenstrauss's residence. A 911 call sent deputies and the emergency squad to the residence at 1:27 a.m. Bray said in his deposition, and I quote, "He told me that there was a gathering there and that someone was assaulted. He told me that the rescue squad was tending to the victim, who was uncooperative and intoxicated," end quote. Now, Captain Bray said, based on the information he received, there was, and I quote, "nothing severe," and that no one was in any condition at this time to aid in the investigation. "I instructed Sergeant Krzyzewskow to have the deputies conduct whatever initial investigation that they could at that time and to get contact information for everyone that was present," end quote. He added, and I quote, "I also told him that patrols would follow up with the victim once he sobered up and received any needed medical attention," end quote. Later that day, Bray said Sheriff David Bartlett told him Handy was in the ICU. Bray then contacted Sheriff's Office Senior Investigator William Foster to start an investigation on either July 6th or July 7th. Bartlett, who is running for re-election this year, said the case was properly handled. Maria Harborfield, professor of police science at the John Jay School of Criminal Justice in Manhattan, said the case demonstrates the challenges facing police agencies in small towns. Harborfield said, and I quote, "We have all these police departments where everybody knows everybody, where it's hard to investigate your own," end quote. Harborfield said an officer who would have to determine whether a person is too intoxicated to be interviewed is compromised in making that decision if it involves a coworker. And I quote, "The best thing is to immediately notify an external agency," end quote. After State Police Investigation Unit took over the case, the Rosenstratchers, Brian Hagg, an IRS law enforcement agent, and Corey Gaylord, a contractor, were each indicted on felony counts of second-degree gang assault and first-degree unlawful imprisonment and accused of restraining and attacking Harold Handy during the party. All four face additional charges. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Noah Zweifel is reporting for the Altamont Enterprise. Bern Town Clerk Anita Clayton announced this week that she will not seek a third term in November. Clayton, a Democrat, has worked for the town in various positions for 20 years. Clayton made the announcement in a letter to the Enterprise wherein she also blasted the town Democratic Committee for a, and I quote, "demeaning," end quote, candidate interview, an allegation that committee chairman Kevin Crozier denies. While denying conversation was a factor in her decision to resign, Clayton described the experience as an interrogation. She said the committee asked her to denounce the current majority Republican administration, which was sworn in on January 1st, 2020, is the lone Democrat on the now four-member board following the sudden resignation of Independence Party member Matthew Harris in early 2021. Clayton wrote, and I quote, "Over and over, I was asked to denounce the current administration. What does that mean to denounce someone? It means to condemn, criticize, attack, censure, revile, and vilify someone. That is not who I am, nor is it the role of the town clerk to engage in this kind of behavior toward elected officials of the town, town employees, or town residents. End quote. No one involved in the interview would provide details of the questions asked, only to say that all candidates were asked the same questions and that the questions regarded, and I quote, open government transparency, and issues that have been kept from townspeople, end quote. Crozier maintains that Clayton refused to answer questions during the interview, a charge she denies. A link to Clayton's resignation letter to the editor can be found on the WGXE Newsroom page, and you can read more in the Altamont Enterprise. Kenneth C. Crowe II is reporting for the Times Union. The New York State Police are investigating a hate crime involving racist language carved into a wooden post at the Copec Falls State Campground. Trooper A.J. Hicks, a spokesman for Troop K, said February 19th, and I quote, "We've investigated numerous leads," end quote. The hateful messages was carved in the post in mid-November, according to troopers. Investigators have interviewed numerous people who were at the Taconic State Park campgrounds on Route 344 along the state line with Massachusetts and Connecticut between November 13th and 15th. Hicks said investigators are looking for people who may have been at the campground that weekend. There are no cameras at the park, so investigators are pursuing additional leads by interviewing people who were there. The campground has 106 campsites and 18 cabins. Anyone who may have information or believe they can help are asked to call the state police at Livingston at 518-853-2893. Callers should say they are calling about case number 993-9088. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.